phone lines are open at 221-1402. On News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State. It's News Talk 1400 KQMS. 221-1402 are the lines. We have a very exciting day today. Well, Carl is off helping a friend in need, but we have a house full of guests. And before I get to the guests and introduce them, I want to tell you about something very exciting that's happening at Turtle Bay. It's the Pistols and Dazzling Firearms. So many firearms and great guns, if you will, on display. And, you know, guns haven't really been a part of my life, but I married a former Marine, as you all know. And when Carl and I do the show, you know, we're so into the Second Amendment. And I've learned to just really get off and go into Nice Shot. I mean, yeah, you want to go to Jones Fort? Let's go to Jones Fort. Let's see what they've got in stock today, which is what we did yesterday. But anyway, so the reason I'm bringing this up is because tonight, you might want to join us tonight. The significance of the Colt revolving firearm is tonight at Turtle Bay, where the speakers, Patrick Jones, Sterling Fenn, and also Joan Kopek, the history of the Colt revolving firearm will be discussed. And you can discover how Samuel Colt got his start. Now, if you get Patrick Jones going on this, it's just like, okay, Patrick, ready for coffee. He'll go on and on and on. And it's so wonderful to be around people who are historians. And that's what we'll be hearing tonight, the impact of the Colt firearm in the United States and the world, and other interesting information. So $3 for members and $5 for non-members. It will be at the Center Theater. Very exciting about things that are going on in Turtle Bay. They're culturally aware, and they bring something always new and fresh to Reading and the North State. And it's going to be a beautiful segue into what we're talking about today, because we have Mark Lassell, who is going to be talking about the Sundial Film Festival. We have Trish Spinner, who has a wonderful new company called
the Westside Performing Arts Company.
The Westside Performing Arts Company. And we're going to get into that, which is very exciting. And we have Lisa Collins, who is a wonderful gift to the North State with her acting and singing. But you also are a writer of a short film that will be submitted into the Sundial Film Festival. So we'll get to that right after the break. Love it. Welcome back, North State. News Talk 1400 KQMS 221-1402. Well, you know what? In this hour, we do promise that it's open line. And even though we're talking about entertainment and everything that's going on in the North State that's so exciting coming up to give you the thrills and chills, if you know what I mean, let's go to the phone and talk to Daniel. Good morning, Daniel.
Well, good morning to you.
How are you today?
I'm wonderful.
Okay, what can we do for you?
I just want to touch real quick on part of the show yesterday. You know, the sheriff was in, and he was talking about having the budget cuts and all that and the need for more jail space.
Yes.
I think it's time for us to get an initiative on the ballot that allows our sheriffs in all the counties the opportunity to do just like Sheriff Joe Alpero down there in Arizona does, and put them out in a tent city and give them their pink underwear, give them their green bologna, and spend the whole time they're supposed to be there instead of releasing people early that don't need to be released.
Well, you know, Daniel, you're not alone. There's a lot of people that feel that, you know, our prisoners just get it too good. They get warm meals when our military is out there in the mud and the guts. And it's like, why should we have so many privileges for our prisoners? I'm sure you're not alone. And like that, this is what we love about an open line. It's just, come on, call in, shoot, tell us how you feel. And Daniel, I'll tell you what, maybe we'll see them next year out in pink jumpsuits.
There you go.
All right, thanks, Daniel.
Bye.
I'll tell you, it's how great it is to have an open line show for an hour, because you really get a chance. Sometimes you wouldn't just be standing in a, you know, Bank of America line or whatever, wherever you bank, and somebody really tell you how they feel. But they can do it on the phone, and that's what we love about KQMS. Okay, for our listeners here, we have Mark LaSalle, we have Bill Collins, Lisa Collins, and Trish Spinner. I'm going to start off with Bill and Lisa Collins, and I want to tell you how I came to know them. A while back, I did the morning show with Dawn on Kay Shasta, and they came in costume, and they were doing a dinner theater show. What show was that?
Were you there, or was it the Molly Brown thing?
It might have been the Molly Brown
I think,
thing.
Actually, it wasn't Bill. It was me and a couple of the other people from Turtle Bay, and it was when the Titanic was in.
Oh, that's it, and you came in full costume with an accent.
I was Molly Brown, and I had a red wig on. I thought it might help you to visualize the character if I came in costume, you didn't know who I really was.
I was so impressed with that you had come in, and you were an example of if you come to the Turtle Bay exhibit, this is what you're going to see. People that are dressed in costumes, speaking in accents, that are actually portraying one of the characters that were on the Titanic. And you didn't know to the end whether they were a survivor or not, which was very eerie.
Yeah,
but anyway, moving along, Lisa, you've written a short film.
Right.
Called Poor Thing.
Yes.
Tell us what inspired you and how we got to you wanting to do this for the Sundial Film Festival.
Well, I actually wrote the play a few years ago to submit to the Red Bluff Theater, their 10-minute play program that they have. I got rejected by them, but I love the play, and I'm not a boastful person, but I just think this has the perfect twist. It's got sort of an Alfred Hitchcock twist at the end. And it's based on my experiences with my grandmother, who had Alzheimer's. And it's really sort of a study in the modern-day dilemma that people have, where their loved ones are aging and they are, you know, so mentally incapacitated that they're really not there for them anymore. But because of our great medical advances, you know, they linger on year after year after year after year. And it becomes, you know, such a challenge for the person that's taking care of the other to, you know, how do they continue to have a life? And so this is sort of a study in ways that people are handling that. And, you know, I'm not going to give away the ending, but I can tell you that the lovely Linda Reagan plays the new girlfriend of the gentleman whose wife is in the skilled nursing facility. She is not a floozy or anything. She's a lovely, lovely woman. And it's just about this family kind of struggling with, you know, why can't the dad have a friend, have a relationship. He's still taking care of the wife. And in fact, Linda, the girlfriend, has volunteered to come in and take care of her as well.
Well, what impressed me most about, the fact that it is a very well-written 10-minute short film is that you and Bill are transplants into the Reading area, and you have such colorful backgrounds and very impressive backgrounds. You, Lisa, before moving to Reading, you were an institutional trader for the San Francisco Investment Manager. You are known as the Reading River Queen. In the entertainment, you were founder of the Harmony Sweepstakes International Acapella Competition. And for any singers out there, acapella is hard.
Yeah.
Because you got to
keep
that tune constantly, the C in your head from beginning to end. And if you modulate, you better, you know, have it in your head. So acapella is very difficult, and that's fantastic. You were also a singer with the Three Sheets to the Wind vocal group in the 80s. I can imagine what that was like.
We didn't stay in tune all the time.
Well, and along with that, you and your husband, Bill, have written 20-plus murder mystery plays, and that in itself is quite an accomplishment. Now, Bill, good morning.
Good morning.
Bill is an award-winning commercial writer, producer, director. He's also SAG and AFTRA retired professional actor, announcer of TV and radio commercials. He's been a McDonald's 2-all beef patty, special sauce, and lettuce and cheese. Now, you know, our listeners, as they're driving, are going, what? Okay, tell us about the McDonald's, okay? That's like the big button.
Well, I started singing in nightclubs, the Hungry Eye, and a guy that was working at an ad agency heard us, the group I was with, and they hired us to do a jingle for Ghirardelli chocolates. And then after he heard me sing, and I have a very generic voice, so I can do just about anything, and like a chameleon. So it came up that they had this jingle that was written back in New York, to all beef patty specials. You know,
sing it.
And they
sing it.
Let me get my coffee first. I'll tell you the story. Well, anyway, it goes to all beef patty special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onion on a sesame seed bun. You deserve a break today. We're close by, right on your way at McDonald's. And everybody says, oh, yeah, I did that. And they made a – it was such a success that they'd actually go into a McDonald's and ask the patrons if they could do it in a certain amount.
Perfect.
And they would.
Perfect way to take a break. Yeah. Do it one more time on the way out.
To all beef, patty special, sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, and I need more coffee.
We'll see you on the other side. Welcome back, and before we move on, I want to thank our producer, Kelly Frost Jr. You're standing over there getting a kick out of all this, aren't you?
I like the jingle. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, well, you know what? We're going to go back because we have some more information. By the way, if you're just tuning in, this is Linda Bott filling, Carl's off helping a buddy, but I'm here today holding down the fort, but it's an exciting day because I've got a bunch of people that are in show business, you know, right up my alley. This is News Talk 1400 KQMS 221-1402. If you've been thinking about something, give us a call because you know, after all, it is an open line. We left last commercial break with Bill Collins doing his famous McDonald's commercial, and at break you had something very interesting I think you need to share with our listeners.
That was a long time ago.
I know.
What was it? Oh, I know. Yes.
What's happening with Mark, whatever his
Mark
name
Burnett,
is?
Mark Burnett, who some of you may be Survivor watchers. Well, that production company has taken a lot of the old commercials, including the one that I did, and they made a special of it, and it should be airing on CBS, I think, in December. And it'll actually feature that jingle that I sang way back in 1975. And along with a lot of other memorable commercials. So it's making its reappearance.
Now, did you have an agent at that time? And here's another question, if you don't have to answer it, but do you still get residuals?
Yes, I do get residuals when they play it, but that has been off the air so long. It's only when they play the commercial. And
Now,
so,
with this new resurgence in this movie... Or the special that Mark...
It's a special, yes. I got a reuse fee on it.
Oh, man.
And
that's what's cool.
It's very nice, and it's at current standards, not the $50 that I got back then per play, but it's substantially more. So, yes, there you do get residuals, even though I'm a retired SAG actor and singer.
Yeah.
I do get residuals, but it'll be on CBS, and you can sing along with it, folks. And but you won't get any cheeseburgers like they used to give you.
With SAG today, and this is kind of a sidebar, but with Screen Actors Guild today, do they have retired, or you just said in your mind you're retired, or can you put in there inactive?
No, I actually retired.
Okay.
I get the pension from that end after.
Fabulous.
Which is the television radio.
Yeah.
And anything I do, I can get a waiver to do it and reactivate my membership. Certainly.
I know it's very expensive to join today because when I moved overseas, I somehow the paperwork didn't go through, so I became inactive or not inactive. And so when it drops out. Even though your name is always in there, you can always apply when you're applying for things SAG and AFTRA and then go back. But it costs $1,600 or something to get your name up there and be active. It's not cheap, but it's a great union.
Yeah, it is. There's a lot of actors I've met up here that are SAG actors.
Well, also you were in the films Tucker and Willow, and that's very impressive. And you're teaching drama where?
Well, I currently teach at Monarch Learning Center. I taught at North Cow Creek for a number of years, and I'm currently at Monarch. I teach grades basically 2 through 8 there, and it's a drama class, not so much acting, but they just learn theater games, and mostly my goal is to allow them to be able to stand up in front of a group of people and perform something and not be embarrassed.
Great.
That's my goal. And
well, today's very synchronistic because as all of the guests come together today, I would like to introduce to you a man on my left, although you can't see that. We're not on television, but in case you in your mind's eye or to your right, depending on where you're sitting or laying down, Mark Lascelles is this, well, not only is he a gorgeous man, an accomplished man, say hello to us. Say hello.
Hello, Linda.
I love that!
And trying to stay on your left is like following a squirrel, believe me.
We come see the Turtle Bay Auction last year. We get to do it again this year.
We did. That was fun.
But let's stay on point here. Sundial Film Festival. Give us the why, the where, and the how.
Sundial Film Festival is a production of Rotary Club of Reading. And we started this back in, I think it was June or July of last year, looking for something that we could bring to the community as a project and as a fundraiser. And we found, and several of us actually have family members that are budding in film, younger members of the community, and we're watching film growing in all aspects of the community. And we thought, this is going to be a fun thing to do. So we bring it to the community with a little different twist than most film festivals, that this is not an international film festival, but it's a very much a locally homegrown film festival.
So you have to be from the North State. Where does that begin?
Jefferson County is what we're talking about.
Oh, we like that.
The state of Jefferson. And so we're bringing, these are people that are either born here, people that grew up here, or films that are shot here. So there's a connection with our area and with our community.
Fabulous. Now, do you promise to come back on the other side? Because we have to take a hard break, listen to the news, and we want to hear more about the Sundial Film Festival with Mark LaSalle. Good morning, North State. It's Linda Bott, and I'm back with just a cast full of characters in here. In fact, we've been talking to Mark LaSalle regarding the Sundial Film Festival, the first ever from the Rotary. Which Rotary?
Rotary Club of Reading.
Rotary Club of Reading. That I wanted to make sure that we got that in, because this is big stuff. That they really, you know, people can have ideas, but to take it to fruition and decide as a group, we're going to do this and execute it. I mean, this is a, you know, beautiful layout that you have. But I also want to tell our listeners that I co-hosted or emceed or co-emceed, well, not really, but you emceed the Turtle Bay, and I got to do a little bit with you. But that's how I really have seen you from afar. But I really got a chance to spend time with you and hear your feel your personality and hear your expertise. And what a lot of people might not know right now, and we're going to say this to the North State, is that you're a professional auctioneer.
I am. You're actually the MC. I just keep count.
No. You okay? Well, whatever. But can you just do a little bit? I mean, we had, you know, Bill.
Oh no! I can't do that.
Oh well, we had Bill.
Not unless you can put some cash out there. I mean, that's I have to deal in dollars.
Where's my wallet?
Okay.
That takes the real thing.
Let me get my purse.
Okay. Anyway,
Bill can jingle for nothing all day. It costs you money for me.
Oh, you're so funny, Bill. Well, anyway, let's get back to the Sundial Film Festival, and let's hit some hot points here.
Sundial Film Festival. Basically, it's going to be a three-day festival starting March 13th through the 15th. And we'll be doing an opening on Friday evening. And actually, our opening film is going to be the film of the Sundial Bridge, which was done 2 or 3 years ago. But this time, we're bringing up the filmmaker, and they will actually be discussing the film. And so rather than focusing on the bridge this time, we're going to be focusing on the production and the making of that particular film. And it's an excellent film, still very, very much in line with the community today. Saturday and Sunday, we'll be having matinees and then film, both matinee and evening productions of the films. Saturday evening, we'll be having a gala, of which we expect to have between 700 and 900 people. We're bringing up some speakers. We'll be presenting the film awards at that gala, along with the cash awards. And we have, I think it's $500 Best of Show awards and backup awards for the still photography, and $1,000 and backup awards for the movie photography. And I should mention, we're doing still production as well. So this is not only movie, we're going to have a large entry of still production with a lot of still photographers in this area.
And wasn't there another entry? Still photography, film.
Film and still. That's going to
film
be
film and still.
Yeah.
And so nice prizes, but more than just the prizes, which is great, it's the fact that you're participating and doing things in the North State to just, you know, dig into the community and find locations. It inspires us all.
It's exciting. Right now, I know of 15 films under production that I'm aware of, and there's others I know they're not. And these are films involving snowboarding, outdoor sport, documentary. We have two music videos being done. We have a drama being done, which you're involved with. All kinds of stuff that's been done. On top of that, we have 4 professional films that are being submitted by production companies across the country that all have connections with the North State. And a couple of these are actually award-winning films from other film festivals. So, I mean, we've got a very high caliber of films coming in.
So the prerequisite is that you have to have ties, deep ties, to the North State.
Deep or A Connection.
Yes.
If we're down to three films on Thursday night, we'll find a time.
Or if you're driving through town.
Yeah,
you got
gas at Safeway up there on Pine. So you dropped some money in the North State. There you go. Hey, so now, Bill and Lisa, let's get back to you, Lisa, specifically.
Yes.
You wrote this 10-minute... You originally started as a short play, and now you've turned it into a film. I'd like to tell our listeners, I get this call, or actually Carl got this call from KQMS here, about you looking for me.
Right.
And so I answered the call, and I thought, well, send me the script. And so I looked at the script, and I thought, do I need to put one more thing on my plate? Really, you know how we all are.
Yeah.
I'm not a really great multitasker. And so I looked at the script, and I thought, well, you know, I just need to go meet these people and see the cast and just feel the energy around this, because it would be nice to do something that supports this film festival somehow.
I thought it was very trusting of you, by the way, to show up at our house at 7 o'clock at night in the dark, not knowing any of us or, you know, who knows what we were producing.
Well, I liked your voice. I do a lot on my gut, and I do a lot with, you know, how I feel about energy. You know, that's a really good thing if you pay attention to it. But that was an important factor for me about coming into your house and seeing you and meeting you. And the group was so professional. So professional, and you have a lovely home, and your animals, and I just that whole thing about you can feel. Well, you can feel the love. You know what I mean? I know this sounds whatever. You know, like let's get off the love fest train, Linda. But seriously, so
plus you had a gun in your pocket. So
we're not supposed to tell anybody that. Never have it in your purse, they say.
Oh, sorry.
So. Anyway, the interesting thing is that here we are now after fourth or fifth rehearsal and getting ready to shoot.
Right.
And tell us more about the movie.
So, well, when I heard about the Sundial Film Festival, which I heard from Mark's nice wife, Mary, who I work with, I thought it was for real filmmakers, which we're not. We've had some experience. But then I thought, ooh, poor thing, the little 10-minute script I wrote, that could be a little short movie. Wouldn't it be too much fun to make a movie for the Sundial Film Festival? So Bill thought that would work, and then I just checked to see if I could round up my dream cast, which I did with you and Bob Corlick, Susan Daugherty, Kim O'Neill from the Riverfront Playhouse, Samantha Clark from the Improv Players, Matt Davison and Terry Beck helping us with the filming, and everybody's doing it just for free, just for the love of it, and it's just a blast. This film is not going to be the artsy, you know, great high-tech film that you're going to see from the snowboarding set. We're just storytellers, and that's what we're sticking with, is we're going to film it as simply as we can and just tell this story and hope that people our age might enjoy it.
Well, it's been really great to block it from, like you said, from stage to film, and it's made me personally have to brush up on my Shakespeare, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Come in and go back to the days of what it was to read script, get off script, and all that. And so what we're going to do after this break is we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about how Bill, being the acting teacher he is involved with a brand new West Side Performing Arts Company. We're going to talk to Trish Spinner, the creator, co-founder, and tell you about some more exciting things that are happening in the entertainment industry here in, what is it, Jefferson?
Jefferson. State of Jefferson.
State of Jefferson and or the North State, however you want to call it. We'll be right back.
There's no Jefferson.
I see the girls go by dressed in their
Good morning, North State. It's Linda Bott. We're back here with News Talk 1400 KQMS 221-1402. Promise to take your calls. And right now we've got Connie on the line about the food drive. Good morning, Connie.
Good morning, Linda.
How are you today?
Oh, just excited. It is such a beautiful day out here, and we're very excited about getting started. We have all of our tables set up, and we're ready to start collecting food that's going to benefit the Good News Rescue Mission, Salvation Army, and Shasta Senior Nutrition Program. So we're doing turkeys, and we're doing hams, and we're doing canned goods, and we're doing clothing, and so just come down and enjoy the day with us, and it will be just a blessing for everyone.
Yeah, but Connie, where do we go?
Oh, gosh, I guess I didn't tell you, did I? We are here at Food Max on Churn Creek, and we'll be here until 6 o'clock tonight to accept all donations. And if you bring us a turkey or a ham, we are also giving away $100 in gift certificates. So we'll have that drawing tonight, and you don't need to be present to win.
Well, that's fabulous. You know, we all have something in our pantry. I'm sure we could throw some canned goods or buy a couple frozen turkeys and just go take them up to Food Max today. Again, tell us what your hours are.
We are here until 6 o'clock p.m. this evening, and we're looking forward to having a great day and being able to help these wonderful organizations.
All right, Connie, thanks for always being such a great, I don't know, you just really spearhead a lot of stuff in the community, and we appreciate all that you do, and we'll see you later today.
Thank you, Linda.
Thanks, Connie.
Take care.
All right, Karen, let's go to line one. Karen, it says you've got something here about music at Shasta College. What's up?
Yeah, I am involved with the college in music. I sing in the women's ensemble. I do props. They do opera. And there's choral and jazz and there's symphony. Just wonderful things. When I moved to Reading, it was a cultural wasteland. And with all the film and acting and music, it's a wonderful place.
I'll tell you, we are really lucky, and today you've got four people here, or we have four people right here in the studio that are so very talented, that are putting forth such ambitious projects.
Yeah.
And you know what? Thanks for, you know what? You're never, I love that. Always sing in a choir.
Yeah.
Always sing, because it's so good for your soul. And it's a way that you can give something back with just an awe.
Yeah.
Thank you, Karen.
It's wonderful, and I'm really enjoying your show.
Well, thank you so much, Karen.
I have one other thing, though, is the a cappella. I was really excited when I heard that. I have been to the Harmony Sweepstakes as often as possible, and the West Coast a cappella workshop, and I have lots of a cappella music I listen to all the time, and it's just wonderful to hear you.
Wow, Lisa, kindred spirit.
Good for you. Who's your favorite Harmony Sweepstakes group?
Sixth Wave.
Ah.
Love it. That's what we won. There's a whole bunch more.
All right, Karen, thanks.
Uh-huh. Well,
thanks
thank you. Also, the state of Jefferson, go. Thank you.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Karen is our girl. She's got some good juice. Yeah. We love that. Colin with this good stuff. Hey, why I am on it, speaking of somebody who's really doing something worthwhile with her education and her life, being here in Reading, her name is Trish Spinner. I'm sitting across from this beautiful woman who I've had the great joy of seeing perform live. We shared the stage a while back, and she is so talented, and she's put together a company called... Why don't you tell us about it?
Sure, I would love to. It's the Westside Performing Arts Company. We got our start this last year doing a summer theater academy. That was our first venture, which was an educational program for the whole community, for kids, teens, and adults. We did a Broadway review. It was a five-week program where we did auditioning and singing and acting and dancing workshops, and then put on a full production at the end. And we actually called it There's No Business Like Show Business, because as we all know, in the biz, it's very special and meaningful for people that have that love and that joy for the arts, and got to teach people and encourage them to grow in that art. And it was a great experience. That's how we got started. Since then, we've actually developed into a whole repertory company. So we have, there's so many aspects of this company, it's almost hard to list them all. We have the educational programs, like the Summer Academy. We have classes that we're going to be teaching starting in January for acting, singing, dancing, music fundamentals. But we're also a repertory performing arts company, and we do professional performing. So which part would you like to hear about first, I guess, is my question.
Well, the thing that interested me, besides everything that you just mentioned, and also learning that Bill was going to be teaching as an acting coach, is that I was thinking to myself, putting it out there to the universes, which I do, is there some place in Reading or in the North State where somebody could go and have a collective weekend or a series of classes where they're focusing on acting, singing, how to audition, which also can transfer over into the corporate world.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't realize. What do you say when you walk into a room with your energy, with your body, with your mind, with how you dress, how you stand? And I thought, is there anything like that in the North State? And then, boom, I hear that you're doing this kind of these kinds of workshops. And so what we wanted to try to do is get to the list, get out to the listeners that you have a website. Could somebody buy one of these packages for Christmas? Mm-hmm. If they're looking to do something to help their children refine their experiences and develop, how can they do that? So let's go there.
Sure. First, our email address is westsideperformingarts@gmail.com. You can send any questions that you might have or requests. Like I said, we are starting classes in January, so if you want to buy gift certificates for kids, parents, grandparents, anybody that might be interested, we do have classes for all age groups, anybody that's interested. We have veteran teachers like Bill Collins, our McDonald's man that we all heard before.
That's right, honey.
So he'll be teaching one of our acting classes. I'll be teaching singing. The website, or actually we're working on building a website. We're still very new, but our email address is probably the best way to get a hold of us, or you can call 530-515-7151 if you have any questions. As far as the classes themselves, they will be starting in January. We're trying to push that really hard because they're, like our caller said before, a lot of people have thought of Reading as a wasteland when it came to the arts, but there are so many talented people in Reading and the North State. There's so many of them out there, and we want to give them a chance to come together and have a chance to learn about the arts and practice the arts. They can do shows, they can do the academy, there's a lot of opportunities to be had if people know where to look, and that's where we're trying to come in.
Well, Greg, join us on the other side. We're talking now with Trish Benner, who's the artistic director of, and I always get this, it's the West Side Performing Arts Company. I'm Linda Bott. We'll be right back. Hey, I love that bump-in music. Woo! This is Linda Bott, News Talk 1400 KQMS 221-1402. My guest today, we've had so much fun, Mark LaSalle, Bill Collins, Lisa Collins, and Trish Spinner, all very involved in, you call it the state of Jefferson and the North State, as far as things on the ground and the forefront for entertainment. But let's get back to Trish and her company that she's founded, and West Side Performing Arts. Trish, you have a couple other things that are coming up as far as performances next year. When you take the group that you're going to be training, and how long are those classes?
The classes that begin in January will go, it's actually year-round. So there's terms of classes, but we teach classes year-round.
So if you have a performing arts class, does that class learn a play and then they perform the play?
It's kind of a recital style. So you would be learning excerpts from musicals. For example, in the voice class, we could say we're going to be doing Broadway songs. And that's what they would be learning. And at the end, they would each have a piece that they would perform in the recital. And likewise, with the acting classes, they'd be learning their monologues and scenes and things, and they would have a performance at the end of the term. So it's not just learning the techniques, but you actually get to apply them to a live audience at the end of every term.
Well, can you make a promise that when you get ready to do that, you bring in some of your students and we'll do something live here?
I'd love to.
And give them a kickoff before the live event, because
sure,
we want to support you any way we can. And Lisa and Bill Collins, very excited about having you on here talking about your film Poor Thing, which you are entering in the Sundial Film Festival.
Well,
anything else?
Thanks for having us. I don't know. Thanks for having us. It's exciting to be in it, and we're just having a blast.
Okay, now when will the film be shot that you can think of? When do we have to show up? And when is the deadline for entries?
Well, we're trying to shoot before the end of the year so that we can edit during the beginning of the year. Mark can tell you when the entries are due.
And finally, with Mark LaSalle, who is our professional auctioneer, which a lot of people can't say that this guy goes around the world and is hired to be an auctioneer. We're very lucky to have you here in the North State. You do such a fabulous job, and I was lucky to be alongside you at Turtle Bay. You are something else.
Linda, that was fun. And you're fun to work with. You kind of keep things going, and I just stand up there and keep score. And believe me, trying to keep score on you, what you're putting out is a lot of fun.
Oh, excuse me.
Can
I quote that from my website, please? No, anyway, so you have a couple things that you want to close with here on the Sundial Film Festival. Important.
A couple of quick things on it. If you're in high school or you're in college and you'd love to get involved in film or you're considering getting involved in film, you probably have already heard about it through your administrative office. If not, go see them. Or go look up sundialfilmfestival.com or you can contact us at 243-2452. Tickets will be going on sale, Cascade Theatre, early part of next year, and we hope that everybody will mark their calendars from March 13th through 15th, 2009, and come and join us for 3 days of film.
Oh, it's such an exciting thing. And Bill, you have one more thing
to
say?
I have one thing. The listeners may want to have these phone numbers that have been blasted at them. They can call the station here. Look in the phone book. Call the station if you need any numbers of the Sundial Film Festival or the Performing Arts Company, any of that, or Bill and Lisa Collins.
Okay.
Hi, Dean. Dean Williams, one of our actors.
Oh, hey, Dean. Kelly, what's the number here?
226-9500.
Okay, and also you can always go to freefireradio.com. Carla, we have the website, and we'll make sure that these numbers are posted on freefireradio.com. Again, I want to thank my guests, Mark Lassell, Bill Collins, and Lisa Collins, and Trish Spinner. These are some fantastic artists, performers, actors, actresses. Well, Mark, you're just an all-around type of guy. Auctioneer, extraordinaire. And Trish, you know, thank you for putting together a performing company like this. This is Linda Bott. We'll be back tomorrow. It's News Talk 1400 KQMS, and this is Free Fire Radio. We will see you tomorrow.